guitar tech put a vacuum cleaner up on stage, and it had this little sign on it: "Keep it clean with Al Jardine." I thought it was crazy. I thought, well, who the heck put this up here? And all our guys started laughing. And you know, so after that, since then, people have been wearing T-shirts at the concerts with that slogan on it.
That's a great slogan.
But anyway, that's
the high and the low. I want to hear the high and the low.
But as far as getting serious about things, it would have a moral to it.
Mm-hmm.
It would be, do not listen to the naysayers.
That's great.
Do what you do. Mm-hmm. Don't quit because someone says it's not good or because it's stupid or because it'll never work. That's what it is. It's always that one. That's the classic. It'll never work.
Right.
There's too many people doing that, particularly in the music business.
Oh, yes.
In fact, even then they said, I remember them saying to us, there's 2,000 records presented to the medium every week, which, of course, is not true.
Right.
But that's the number I remember, just to instill the fear in us that it would never work.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually did. You could feel it. You could feel that fear.
Mm-hmm.
It was tangible. But we didn't buy into it, mm-hmm. but it was always there.
Mm-hmm.
But lucky for us, the very first thing we did made the top 10.
Wow.
So I dispelled that problem real quickly. But I could see how it would discourage a lot of people from pursuing their dreams. Hmm. So that would be my kind of the
force. Your statement.
My statement, yeah.
Well,
middle of the book, I don't know what the middle would be. We all went through changes.
Yes.
The middle career, our middle period of Beach Boys. Well, we went crashing down during the Vietnam era.
Right.
We went almost extinct. Because nobody wanted to have fun. It wasn't fun anymore.
Right. Well, there was drugs and alcohol and a lot of stuff going on.
And then post 74, I'd call it, that element creeped in, and that began to be destructive.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a lot of those ups and downs, yeah.
As most bands do. I mean, when you're working together, you get different personalities.
It was tough. We lost Dennis. We lost Carl.
Mm-hmm.
And you left after Carl passed.
I left after Carl passed.
Was that the reason you left?
No. No,
that's probably the most common question you get asked, is why did you leave the Beach
Boys?
Well,
every time a major figure leaves the band, it does change it. You're right.
Yes.
It changes the balance politically, economically, all kinds of things get in the way. But no, we just decided to part ways. Mike Love now has the license to be the Beach Boys, and Brian and I have the license to be us.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have to make it legal. We just want to be
you just who you
together.
Are. Yeah, exactly.
So that-